Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Are you ready to slow down, nourish your body, recharge your soul, and make a more significant difference in the world? Then join us in St. Martin, an exquisite island in the Caribbean with breathtaking views, and transform your life. Become the best version of yourself. When you take the time to go deep inside, to move beyond the limiting beliefs and thinking that are preventing you from having the life you desire, magic happens. Join six of the world's best transformational specialists as we help you design your best life. Dr. Will Morland, Cheryl Grant, Landry Olusula, Roy Cotton Jr., Muriel Jean-Michel, and yours truly, Dr. Nicole Francis Cotton, from December 2nd to 5th, 2021. Register while space lasts. Only 39 spots available. Register at www.victoriouslivingretreats.com.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
Welcome to another exciting and inspiring Love and Inspiration with Roy Cotton Jr. here on Bashani Radio. Gives me great pleasure today to introduce to you another dynamic speaker from the third annual Victorious Living Leadership Summit 2020 by the name of Mr. David Campbell. David is a life purpose and relationship master coach who specializes in men's issues. He is the founder of Men of Action Network. Men of Action Network, MOAN, believe that men are relevant in their homes, church, society, and this world. MOAN believe that men are destiny helpers and changers, committed husbands to their wives and children, head of the family, and encompasses a God-given strength to lead by example. David also believed that you must live life by design, not by default. He has been a former pastor, youth leader, men's president, praise and worship leader, Sunday school teacher, church treasurer, college professor, and a proud father of three boys. He knows the value of change and how life can quickly alter how you live. Having experienced a divorce, David is now committed in helping others to overcome any life's hurts or hurdles. He has helped to transform the lives of families, married couples, and singles via relationship coaching. It gives me great pleasure, ladies and gentlemen, to introduce to you David Campbell today as he shares with you that powerful talk that he gave at the third annual Leadership Summit 2020 from Victorious Living Foundation on beautiful St. Martin. And it is entitled Understanding the Importance of Kingship and Legacy.
Mine is built on not really my hurt, but it's really based on how my father was and the challenges he had in of course, being a man. And I watched my father and my uncle, I watched men from my church and the transition that they go through. And I decided to make a stand for manhood. So let's talk about this thing called manhood. Once again, it is a great opportunity to be here and to share with you what you may find may seem disruptive. And of course, we're talking about positive disruption when it comes to changes. And of course, these changes in manhood. So let's begin. Once again, I have scrubbed this down to about a 10-minute block. So let's talk about manhood, why this is important. As a man, I realize that there are many things that men of value and valor has to change. Manhood is behavior that must be taught. As a father, if I had come from a single home, and I think that's kind of why I like Miss Dorothy Richardson's concept, because back in the day when I was younger, for those homes who didn't have a man, you were aligned with an uncle or aligned with another man who would help you to transition and help you to understand what is the concept of manhood. So manhood must be taught. Next, understanding how I perceive others versus how I perceive myself. And this is a very delicate balance, because just because my father was doesn't mean that I am. Just because my uncle is doesn't mean I carry that. Yes, I may carry the DNA, but I don't carry the results of what that is. So I must be able to understand how I perceive others versus how I perceive myself. And of course, lastly, don't allow allow my perception to affect my destiny. I deal with like a lot of men who came from broken homes, and what they have done, what they think or perceive to be, is what they have become. What they see their fathers left their mom, or the abusiveness that they see, the very thing that they fight against, is the very thing for some reason that they become, because to some background, children live what they live and they live what they learn. So it's important to understand that do not allow your perception to affect your destiny. Next, what is kingship in manhood? Well, first of all, it's an honor and a blessing to be a leader. Fathers, for those fathers who are out there, you must understand within you, you carry the destiny and purpose, especially with your boys, in grooming that boy, in helping that woman, okay? Because after all, your daughter will marry someone that looks and acts something like you as well. But you have a responsibility to nurture the well-being of your son. You are the vanguard of your son's emotions and heart. You are allowed to really mold this boy or this young man into greatness by how you live. So it is an honor to be a leader. Next, understanding who you are and those you affect by your choices. And of course, I wish I had more than 10 minutes to really begin to go into this, how your choices not just affect you, but how your choices affect those who are around you. And next, it is a divine responsibility that comes with being a man and being a head. It's not just going to work. It's not just mowing the grass and taking the garbage out. Within you, you have the responsibility first to your wife, because she is the lover of your heart and soul and spirit. You honor her. You adore her. You make sure that you help her to become her best woman, to be her best self, not to mold her how you want her, but allow her, because of love, when you work together in collaboration, she will be her best self, and that will filter down to your children as well. What is the importance of kingship in manhood? Well, as a man, it is good to set good examples, lead by example or situations. What you teach and model, and of course, in your lifestyle, take ownership of your bad choices or mistakes. The best gift I can give my son is when I say, Daniel, Caden, or Micah, Daddy did this, and I'm so sorry. Can you please forgive me? When you say that to your child or to your wife, you can't believe what it does to your home. It creates a home that is balanced, because now your children know that, okay, Dad does make mistakes, but now he owned up to it, and you know, we can sit down together as a family and discuss how do we prevent this, or how do we put the accountability in place so I don't walk down the street or I don't repeat the same mistake again, but more so, how do I protect my children and my wife, okay, so we don't do these mistakes and the effect of what that mistake is. Next, be patient in teaching, grow your character or integrity. And of course, while guiding the development of your moral compass, we all need a moral compass in which we live by. Next, provide a principal solution for your family. If you work for like an organization, social changes or impact within your sphere. And because I work outside the home, I work alongside with cops. And I see how, especially here in the States, how Black men are moving. But then when I look beyond that, a lot of these men, or even women, there is a father that is missing from the home, and mom carry the burden of trying to raise a boy and trying to raise a daughter by herself. The problem is mom was never equipped to raise a boy, and therefore mom can only do but so much. So fathers need to step up and realize that you have to protect your home. Your wife's emotions and your children's emotions are yours to carry. That is your responsibility as the head. Okay, and therefore you must be able to impact your sphere of influence, those who are beside you and those who are around you as well. And lastly, nurture proper emotional expression, both publicly and privately. One thing that my dad did, he never forgot to say, I love you. When he dropped me for school, he'll say, I love you. I'm like, Dad, come on now, you can't say this. You know, I'm with my friends. And he says, no, I love you. That is something that I have carried with me now with my children. I always say, you are the best thing that ever happened to me. When I look at my wife, I says, hon, because of you, I can become something better than myself. Let me walk this journey with you as a husband so we can learn together and we can foster greatness, not just within ourselves, but our children and their children, and create a harmony that will filter into our neighborhood. What is legacy in men? Well, it is simple. What you leave behind and how it impacts those who follow you. That's a part of your legacy. Next, how will you be remembered? What will they say about you after you're gone? And I've been to many places where I've seen a funeral, especially here in the States, and you'll be shocked at what is being said after this person is gone. Well, you know, he's a loser. Well, you know, he didn't really do much for the family. I can't believe we're broke. And there are many nuances that's being said. Who will pick up the pieces after you are gone? Can they pick up where you left off? Have you left a legacy and a destiny that your children can be proud of, that your wife can say, he was a good man. I will miss him because he changed the world. Not just my life as a wife or as kids, but he helped to allow me to be my better self. My dad helped me to be a better man, because not because he was strong, but because he was so transparent, and he allowed me to be in his world and say, son, here are avenues and ways you can move. You don't have to make my mistakes. However, you can change course and make your life something better. What is the importance of legacy in manhood? Well, because as a man, you must know how to understand your self-worth. Next, value your home and others who are significant in your life. My wife is my biggest love, my biggest joy, my great celebration in life. I love her with all my heart and soul and mind. When I look at her, I see a mirror of who God is through her eyes. I value her as a woman because I realize that God has placed her in my life to make me to become a better man from her words. So I'm keen to listen to every fabric, every word, every conversation, every opinion. I will never make a decision without my wife, not because I can't, it's because I value that woman that is set in my life to help me to establish destiny and purpose. So that is my significant other. I listen to my children because from out of the mouth of a babe, the world is opened up. Next, develop a positive message from what you inherit. Learn and grow. Once again, just because my father was doesn't mean that I am. I have the power within me to change and change format. Okay, success comes from living a life of discipline. I realize that discipline is a bit of a curse word because no one likes to be disciplined. Maybe it's my German heritage, but discipline is the landmark of life. A life without discipline creates a life of chaos. And lastly, be a better version of what you hear, live, and learn. This is the fabric of the man. So let's talk about some quotes, okay? Because we're talking about positive disruption. And I say to you like this, it is not what you leave behind, but who you leave behind. Yes, I realize that there's an insurance policy if you die, and all those things are great, but there is more of an importance in who you leave behind, what impact you have in their life. So when they think about their dad, when they think about this man, it's like, I will miss him because out of this man create greatness. I always felt love. I always felt connected. I always felt like my dad was my biggest cheerleader. My dad was in every game. So it's not what you leave behind, but who you leave behind. The bend in the road is not the end of the road unless you refuse to turn. Let's talk about the ability to make a choice. Next, what you do not learn by revelation is what you will learn by situation. Experience is not always the best teacher. You can learn from somebody else. You can learn from your father and say, you know what, my father did this, but I cannot take what he has done, course correct, and create a better me from what I see my dad or other men have done. Next, God will engage you when you change your mindset. The biggest issue I find with men is the lock where they would not change their mindset. It's okay for change. It's okay to listen to your wife. She is your best friend and your joy. It's okay to listen to your children. They are your inheritance, okay? And you must realize that when God has placed all these tools in your life, as a man, it makes you complete and it makes you whole. And lastly, a father's grace is the inheritance of his children. This is a quote from my pastor, which I think is a great man. And because of those great men in my life being mentored, I'm able to become a better man, not because I'm good by no means, but because I have the ability to change. I have the ability to grow. I have the ability to course correct. I have the ability to honor and love my wife, for she is my joy and my strength and my covering. So I realize the Bible says, husband, love your wife as I love the church. And therefore, it's a big mandate, but it also say, deal with her as unto knowledge. So there is a more of a responsibility as a man to look at his wife and children and learn how to develop the best parts of who they are. In the end, God gets the glory. You become the God-man that you were designed to be, and heaven will you have now taken on what true manship is all about. I hope that that was helpful in my short segment. It is now 11 minutes. May God bless and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. God bless you. It's an honor to serve.
You've been listening to a powerful talk here on Love and Inspiration with another dynamic speaker from the 3rd Annual Leadership Summit 2020 from Victorious Living Foundation on beautiful St. Martin. You heard from Mr. David Campbell, a life purpose and relationship master coach who specializes in men's issues, who spoke about understanding the importance of kingship and legacy. And if you're really interested in actually purchasing really great content that you've heard today from Mr. David Campbell and the other speakers that you've been listening to over the last parts of the series here on Love and Inspiration, you can feel free to go on to www.victoriouslivingfoundation.com. That's www.victoriouslivingfoundation.com. Click on Leadership Summit, scroll down the page, and you will come on to order your digital downloads today. And that's where you'll find all the talks from all the speakers who participated during the 3rd Annual Leadership Summit 2020, hosted by Victorious Living Foundation on beautiful St. Martin. Thank you for listening to Love and Inspiration. I'm your host, Roy Cotton Jr., here on Bashani Radio.
Are you ready to slow down, nourish your body, recharge your soul, and make a more significant difference in the world? Then join us in St. Martin, an exquisite island in the Caribbean with breathtaking views, and transform your life. Become the best version of yourself. When you take the time to go deep inside, to move beyond the limiting beliefs and thinking that are preventing you from having the life you desire, magic happens. Join 6 of the world's best transformational specialists as we help you design your best life. Dr. Will Moreland, Cheryl Grant, Landry Olusula, Roy Cotton Jr., Muriel Jean-Michel, and yours truly, Dr. Nicole Francis Cotton, from December 2nd to 5th, 2021. Register while space lasts. Only 39 spots available. Register at www.victoriouslivingretreats.com.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
Queens, the Bronx, Stan, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.